pastor said, "How long does it take you to preach a funeral?" I said, "Oh, about an hour and a half, 2 hours." She said, "Well, we never brought our lunch."
Yeah.
So, amen. Well, praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Matthew 26. And I'd like to go down to the 39th verse, and I'd just like to read one scripture.
Come on, Dan.
I had...
Good. Use your mic, please. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
I told Brother Webb here before I read... Brother Bobby told me about all of this flu and virus going on around here. I said, maybe I better take off out of here before it gets on me. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, but I'd like to say I've appreciated the meetings that I was in here in the convention. And we always appreciate coming up here to Mission Tabernacle. When Brother Lee was here years ago, we came up here and appreciated the people.
Yeah.
And we still appreciate the people. Oh, yeah. And we still appreciate Bobby, Linda. And so I want to say this, Paul. Before I go any further, you've never met a preacher like me, and you may not never. But anyway, I done Bobby a real favor years ago. You'll never guess what it is.
He said yes.
He answered for me. Right. And so, praise the Lord. All right, let's read. 39th verse. And he went a little further, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And so, I added that.
Come on.
And so, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Now, if Sister Strickler was up here behind me,
don't worry.
When she thought it was time for me to quit, she'd pull my coattail.
Yeah.
But she ain't up here. And so, I do. I was going to say I didn't have a watch, but I did have a counter up here.
Yes, sir.
And so, all right. Jesus said, I go a little further.
Yeah.
If Jesus went further for us, why can't we? Why can't we go a little further? This convention has been going on since Wednesday night or Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Amen. And you've been having wonderful meetings. And the presence of the Lord has been so wonderful here in the services.
Yeah.
Amen. If you haven't got what you need from the Lord, why don't you go a little further? Why don't you go just a little further? Amen. It may not take very much. Amen. You may be that close to it. Why don't you go a little further? Amen. I told a lady that came to the church one prayer meeting morning. Amen. And her skirt was above her knees.
Come on, Dan.
And her knobby knees.
Come on.
Amen. Was showing. Amen. And I said that she said she wanted her some virus she had. She wanted it healed. I said, ma'am, amen, I have this message for you. Amen. Put a hem on your skirt. Amen. And God will heal you of the affliction.
Yeah.
Amen. She didn't get mad, but you know, like some folks do. But you know what she done? She went home, put a hem on her skirt, and God healed her. Can you raise your hands? How many of you know he's a good God? Do you love him right now? Give him a big hand clap. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to do something else. Stand to your feet right now. Amen. The house of God is a place to praise the Lord, to worship God. So let's just lift our hands. Hallelujah to God. And praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. But let's go a little bit further. Amen. In this meeting here, friend, you don't have to wait on God. God's waiting on you. Amen. To come a little closer. Amen. To rise a little higher. Amen. To grow a little more in the Lord. You don't have to stay in that valley that you've been in. Come out of that valley. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That valley of decision that you've been in for a while. Amen. Saying, I wonder, amen, when God's going to bring me out. He's ready to bring you out right now.
Yeah.
Amen. He's an on-time God. Can you lift your hands again to God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go a little further with God. Amen. Somebody said, I'm saved, but I'm just not satisfied. Go a little further with God.
Oh, yeah.
He satisfies.
Yeah, he does.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The door is open, and you all you have to do is to come and walk in. Walk in the door. Amen. Brother Lee was down in Savannah, Georgia, preaching for Brother Butler several years ago. Amen. And Brother Butler said, Brother Lee, I want to take you down and show you a trailer. And he said there was a young man that was coming to church with us. He was doing wonderful. He was one of the main persons in the Sunday school department. And he said one day he got to slacking up on coming to church. Friends, that's a dangerous point. Amen. For a person. Amen. I talked to somebody last night in this service. Amen. It was so good. I talked to them and I said, where are you going to church at? He said, I'm not going to church at all. Amen. I said, why are you not going? I'm a church man. I believe in church. Amen. For over 65 years. I know I don't look that old, but anyway, over 65 years ago, amen, I started to go into church, Brother Simmons, amen, and I expect I could count on this hand, Brother Reb, yeah, he's a Reb. That's what that black man used to call me. He couldn't say Reverend, he said Reb. Amen. And so, amen, on this hand I expect that I could count, Amen. The time, Brother Hobby, that I've missed church. Amen. I wanted to go a little further with God. If you want to go further with God, stay in church. Amen. Support revivals. Support the pastor. Hold his hands up. Amen. Be real nice to his wife. Remember her birthday. Remember their anniversary. Amen. Wonder, what do you think of that? Amen. Give him the tithe. Amen. When you get your weekly income, monthly, whatever it is, amen, take out that 10% and bring it to the... You want to go a little further with God? You want to grow a little bit more? Amen. I don't mean out this way. Amen. I mean in the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Bring that tithe and give it to the man of God. Amen. And say, brother, we appreciate you preaching. We appreciate you stand for God. We appreciate your love for the souls of men and women. Hallelujah. Whenever a man or a woman or a preacher loses their burden, amen, for the church, amen, I know there's trials. I know there's troubles. I know there's things that happen that we don't relish, but I want to tell you, blessed is the man that's rooted and grounded, amen, in God, amen, and won't allow these things to stand before him and stand in his way. Can you lift your hands to God? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel like I could run through a troop and jump over a wall if it wasn't too high. Praise God. And so, amen. You want to grow in God? Amen. Some people say, I've been saved for 20 years and I ain't growed a bit. Amen. Haven't learned the essentialness of attending the house of God regularly. Hallelujah. I want to say this. Amen. There was a pastor that I read about, and he said he wondered why his church was growing like it was growing and people was getting saved. He didn't see anything that was out of the ordinary, Brother Paul, taking place. But he said one night, amen, he was praying and said, God said, get up and go over to the church. It was about 12 o'clock at night. He got up and went over to the church. And when he opened the door, he heard somebody saying, oh, God, bless our church. Do you want your church to go a little further? Do you want your family to go a little further? Do you want your wife to go a little further? Lift your hand to God and praise him. Hallelujah. Give him a big hand clap. Will you do it? Do you love him? Oh, clap your hand, all ye people. Hallelujah to God. I know these other fellows could preach better than I can, but they couldn't love you no more than I do. Hallelujah to God. Amen. He said he opened that door and he heard, oh God, bless our pastor. Bless our church. Do you want your church to go a little further? Hallelujah. Amen. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and shall pray and seek my face, then... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He said he walked in. I'm a crying preacher too. He said, Brother Lewis, he said, walked on in. And brother, and one of the lights was shining, and he saw a little boy laying in the floor there. And that little boy was just crying, amen. And it was one of the little mentally retarded boys that he knew, amen. But that boy wanted to go further. He wanted to see the church go further, amen. Hallelujah. He said he just backed out. It was such a solemnity scene till he just backed out, amen, and came back and closed the door, amen. He said, now, woo, amen. He said, now I know why God is blessing, amen. I was out in Richmond, Indiana, preaching for Brother Callicott out there, amen. And every service, when I would go to the revival, Brother Jim, there was a boy, amen. He couldn't do much, amen. But he wanted to see the church go further. He wanted to go further. He wanted to see the pastor go further, amen. Amen. And he had one of these little old spoons, amen. And he would stand at the church door, amen, and he'd play that thing like that. And I said, Brother Callicott, amen, that boy does that every time I come to church here, amen. He says he does it all the time. Said he can't do much anything else. Woo, hallelujah. But friend, if you just do what you can do, if you want to grow in God, lift your hands and praise God again. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Woo! I don't know about you, but I don't think I'm bothered about going right now. If I get that virus, I just get it. I remember, I'm going to tell you this. I remember years ago when Paul was just a little boy. You'd never think that now, but amen. Paul, I invited Paul when he was just about 15 years old to come and preach for me. And he came up back. He was one of them fellows that just didn't care. He just load the gun, pull the trigger, and shoot. One fella sitting up on the front row, Brother Jim, amen. Paul said, praise God, you got to give up that chewing snuff. He done some illustrating too. Said, you got to quit that chewing snuff. And get me. That fellow sitting on the front row, you remember? He said, I'm quitting it right now. I'm quitting it right now. I'm giving it up right now. Right now. He wanted to go a little further, but it didn't last too long. Lift your hands to God. Don't y'all tell the people up in Verona how I'm acting here. I thought on Wednesday night I was going to go out and visit him. Amen, Brother Hobby. So I went out there to see him on Wednesday night, and he was sitting out in the yard working on a lawnmower. But I saw he hadn't quit. So he said, Brother Strickler, go on in the house. He said, the wife's in there. Well, I don't make it a habit of going in the house just where the woman is.
All right, yeah.
Amen. I said, no, I want to stay out here with you. You know why, Brother G? Brother Tim? Oh, Brother Houston there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I said, no, I want to stay out here with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what was happening. It was getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And it was getting fuller and fuller. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
After a while, he said, Brother Spencer, said, go on in there. He said, I'll be in there in a little while. I said, no, I want to stay out here with you. I can be mean when I want to be mean. Brother Dyke, help me now. Amen.
Yeah.
One fella smoking a cigarette. And when I come in, he grabbed it out of his mouth and had it in his hand, put it in his pocket. Well, you know what was happening in there. It got to getting hot, and it got to getting smoky. Praise God. Let's just hallelujah, worship God. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. How many of you, regardless of what the devil has told you, you're still happy and you still want to go a little further in God?
Yeah.
Raise your
hand. Come on.
Amen. Yeah. Now I done forgot where I was at.
Fuller and fuller.
Huh?
It was getting fuller and fuller.
Fuller, that's right. You're right, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. Amen. After a while, he couldn't hold it no longer. You know what happened?
He swallowed it.
Poor old stomach. I can imagine right then, Brother Bill, that the poor old stomach said, oh, not again, not again, not again. Praise God. Well, praise God.
Yeah.
Let's go a little further.
A little further.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Let's go a little further. Amen. Oh, brother. Two men was riding out in the desert, and it got real hot, and the old car stopped on them. And they tried and tried and couldn't get the car started.
Yeah.
And so one of them said to the other one, said, I saw a house about 30 miles back. Said, let's go back there. Friends, let me say something.
Come on.
Seriously, don't go back.
Don't go.
Don't go back,
no.
But go further. Go further. Better things are up ahead. Let's go forward. One fellow said, I think I'm going to quit. The pastor said, all right, if you're going to quit, quit church.
Yeah.
Said, I want you to do your thing. You've heard this before.
Come on, man.
But said, I want you to pray.
Yeah.
And tell God how good he's been to you.
Yeah.
Tell how much he's done for you. Amen. He said, all right, I'll do it. Amen. He got to praying, Brother Lewis. Amen. After a while, he got up. Amen. He prayed through. He got up, and he come back to the pastor. And he said, Pastor, You can count on me. I'll be right back here.
Amen.
Amen. I went a little further. Amen. And you can count on me. God's been so good to me. Amen. Done so many good things for me. Amen. He said, I've decided I ain't going back. I'm going to go a little further with the Lord. Can you lift your hands to God? Yeah. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen. You may not know, think it, but in about 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be 85 years old. Linda, just look how old you are now. Praise. Amen. And so they said, let's go back. They went back. No water. They died along the journey.
Yeah.
The heat. Amen. Yeah. Their bodies were found later on. But let me say this. If they had just went a little bit further.
A little further.
You know what I'm about to say?
Yeah.
If they had just went a little bit further. Amen. You know, in this service, there may be somebody in here that you are lost without God. And all these services, you've sat and haven't made that decision. Why don't you rise up and say, I'm going to settle it now. I'm going a little further with God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get saved. I'm not going to wait no longer. I'm going to get right with God. Wherever you're at, it's not very far. It's not very far. Amen. Up here to this old-fashioned altar. Amen. Where you can pray through. If they'd have just went a little bit further, Brother Jim, amen, they said, amen, that there was a beautiful place, shady, where there were springs of water. There were tables where they could have sat down and rested. Amen. But friend, they that put their trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. Amen. You can arise and say, God, I'm not satisfied where I am. I've got to have more. And you're willing, amen, to go. Friends, a profession ain't enough. You've got to have a position, amen. A feeling in services like we've had right here is not enough. You've got to have that old-time religion down in your heart and life and a determination that you're going to go further with God and be ready. Amen. How many of you are listening for the trumpet of God to sound? Amen. The Bible said, amen, the trumpet of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I want you to know, amen, my God, when he went back, he said, I'll not leave you comforted. I'll send you another comforter. Amen. That'll not only be with you, but shall be in you. Lift your hands again.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow thereto. Amen. I'm not going to be like that young boy going to a fellowship meeting one night. They said, well, we want to stop at a restaurant and get our supper before we go to the meeting. Amen. The young boy said, I'm not going to go eat. Said I can always preach better if I don't eat. After the service, amen, he asked Brother Cox. Said, Brother Cox, said, how'd I do it? He said, you may as well went ahead and eat. So that's about the way with me here. Amen. Stopped over there at McDonald's. I got me a pie and got me a cup of coffee. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to drink all that coffee. But I may as well have it when they need it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're here tonight, or this morning. You're here tonight, and you're waiting for a better opportunity. I don't believe you'll have a better opportunity than you've had in this meeting here.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the Lord. He's waiting on you. Amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's waiting on you, the invitation. Amen. You can refuse it or you can take it. Amen. I was invited to go to Jamaica a few years ago, but I didn't take the invitation. Amen. I was invited to one of the largest church organizations, Pentecostal. I didn't take it. I'm so glad, Brother Webb, that I didn't. Hallelujah. You can refuse the invitation or you can take it. Amen. Jesus offers it to you. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, not willing that any should perish, but all come to have life. Amen. Somebody said, I'm looking for somebody that loves me. You'll never find nobody that'll ever love you like Jesus loved you. Amen. The greatest love story that I ever read, amen, was found in the book of John, amen, 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world should be saved. Amen. God loves you. If you're here and you're not saved this morning, I want to tell you, nobody ever loved you. Amen. My mama loved me. Amen. And that was back in the days, amen, of the 30s. We'd go to town. She'd give me the last quarter she had. Amen. And do without something to eat herself. Amen. There was 9 of us in the family. Amen. And when we'd sit down to the table, amen, Lucille, amen, Mom would give me her piece of meat if need be. Dad would too. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. Nobody ever loved me like my mama did. Amen. Until I found how much Jesus loved me. Amen. He was willing to go to the Calvary. Amen. Die for us that we might have life. Can you lift your hands again? Sister Strickler, have I preached long enough? Brother Jim, how many of you know the Bible said, obey them that have authority to rule over you? I know I took that out of the context, but praise God. So...
Oh, brother.
I'm going to tell you something more that I've got to quit. Amen. Amen. That fellow back yonder on the back row back yonder, he's real tall. Come up here and turn this clock back for me. I was preaching up in Glade Springs several years ago for a fellow by the name of Donnie Stanley. You know him? Anyway, preaching a fellowship meeting for me. And so, amen, I was up there just preaching up a storm. Amen. I looked at the clock, and I said, boy, I got to quit here. I'm preaching too long. And I said, I'm just about ready to quit. Amen. Brother Hobby, I looked around at that clock again, and it was the same thing. I thought, well, I got more time to preach here now. And you know what happened? Brother Bill, one of them fellows slipped up there and pulled a plug out of the clock. And I just kept on preaching.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to try to quit. Brother Jimmy Ferrell, you know him. Brother Jimmy Ferrell. Let me change a little bit here. Wait, down in Alabama, we'll say. That's in the United States, I think. But anyway, said there was a family, a little farm. And the oil company come out there, knocked on their door, and said, we would like to go out on your place out here and check. We believe there's oil out there. They said, okay, go ahead. They went out there and checked. Brother Paul, they found that oil was out there. They come back and said, we found there is oil out there. Would you sell that property to us? Something to think about. They said, wife, if there's oil out there, why don't we dig for it? They went and got them a rig, started digging. And I don't know, I guess most all of you have been out Illinois and Kentucky and some of those places, them old oil rigs sitting out in the field out there. Boom! Boom! Amen. They bought them an oil rig and started to going out there. But after a while, Brother Lewis, amen, they didn't hit no oil. And friends, sometimes, amen, if you want to go a little bit further, it might cost you something. Cost you something. And so, I know I'm taking up Brother Rand. Now, he's a good preacher. You'll have to do with me till he gets here.
Come on.
And so, anyway, they run out of oil. He went back to the house, said, Mama, we've done run out of oil, and we ain't hit no oil yet. He said, what have we got to sell around here that we could get us some more oil? I believe it's down there. She said, well, we got old Jimbo. That's the mule. Said, let's sell him and let's get some more oil. They went and sold him, got some more oil. Amen. Come. Got that oil rig going again. Amen. But Brother Paul, one day, the oil was, the gas was getting low. Had not hit no oil yet. Sometimes you feel like, amen, what's the use? What's the use when you're done? When you're just about ready, amen, to go through, amen, to hit it. Don't give up, but look up. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord, strong and mighty. Lift your hands again and pray. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
You'll be glad you went a little further.
Yeah.
After a while, gas was getting low again. Amen. But all of a sudden, that thing went boom down, and that black gold began to shoot up out of there. Amen. He said, thank God we've hit it. Thank God we've hit it. Amen. But he didn't have anything else to catch none of it in, so he took his hat off. Amen. And caught it full of oil. Amen. Said, I'm going home, and I'm going to tell Mama. Amen. She went up. He went home with the hat of oil, Brother Paul, and as he walked up the pathway to the house, he said, Mama, Mama, amen, amen, Mama. And he forgot what he was doing, put his hat on his head. Amen. Oil began to run all down over his face, over his body. We've hit oil. We've hit oil. She said, you don't have to tell me. I can see it all over your face. Can you lift your hat? Hallelujah. Brother, when you go a little further and you hit oil, nobody will have to tell you. They'll be able to see it all over your face.